Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I had a yearly GYN exam in January and then started getting bikini waxes. I noticed some strange things going on down south, so I got another exam in June. After the exam, the doctor told me I had chlamydia. I've only had protected sex between the January and June exams, and my partner claims that they were uninfected. Is it possible to get chlamydia from a bikini wax?
Chlamydia is a bacterial infection, and it is transmitted sexually, so it is not possible to have gotten an infection from a bikini wax, or for that matter, a toilet seat or a towel. It is transmitted through vaginal, oral, or anal sex, and can usually be cured with certain antibiotics. Assuming that you used a condom correctly and every time that you had intercourse with your three partners, your risk of getting chlamydia would be very low unless the condom broke or slipped off. Unfortunately, condoms are often used incorrectly. Sometimes people engage in genital rubbing before putting a condom on. This type of sex play can transmit infections and is not considered safe or protected sex. Also, because chlamydia can be transmitted during oral sex, if you received oral sex from any of these three partners or any other partners, they could have transmitted the infection to you in that way. That said, your partners all stated that they do not have chlamydia. They may be telling the truth or lying, and you may never know. Unfortunately, lying occurs all too often in the context of sexually transmitted infections. One study found that only about half of some individuals who were infected with the human papillomavirus, HPV, felt it was important to tell their sexual partners about having HPV. In another study, about one-fourth of HIV-positive individuals did not tell their sexual partner that they had HIV. Unfortunately, even seemingly caring or committed partners sometimes lie in order to try and protect the relationship or their own pride or self-image. Good for you for being honest in contacting your previous partners. Some STIs end up being mild nuisances that are easily cured. Others cause bothersome symptoms or fertility problems, or they're life-threatening. It is important to communicate with partners about infection and testing issues, even when you cannot necessarily count on them to be honest with you. This is also why it's important to get tested, as you did. On our website, you can find additional information about STI symptoms, testing, and treatment.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.